Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, February 27th. Thanks for getting up early with us. This half hour just for you guys who are up. Maybe you're getting home. Maybe you're headed into work. No matter what you are doing, we appreciate you guys being here with us. How you doing?
Not too bad. It was a nice Monday here on this end. Did the TV show yesterday afternoon. Got home late from that, so just went for a run and then had a big dinner and just felt so... I had dinner like at 7:30 last night, and so come like 8:30, I still felt stuffed, so I went for a walk with Jax last night and then just did my work. It was a nice night on this end. How was your day?
It was a good day yesterday. I got my hair done yesterday, and then my husband and daughter, they're getting ready to leave town for a volleyball tournament, so we're just kind of getting them ready. I feel really bad. My husband's sick. He's come down with something. He's taking antibiotics, but I can just tell he's not his usual jovial self.
Yeah.
He's just, and I'm just doing my best to kind of, you know, get him what he needs, but, you know, give him some space too. So getting ready for that. Did anybody watch the new season of True Detective? With Jodie Foster, isn't it? Did you happen to see it?
It's on our, so funny. Laura was talking about that this past weekend that she wants to watch it, but we haven't started.
No. Oh man,
is it good?
Yeah, it's so good. So we just wrapped that up this weekend. So we were like, still, I told them, I'm like, I want to go back and watch it. I really liked it. I feel like there are things I missed because of, you know, stuff that happens at the end. I'm like, dang it, I missed stuff. Yeah, I don't want to give anything away, but it was really good. If anyone else watched it, what did you think? I thought they wrapped it up nicely. My other daughter, who's in college in San Diego, she watched it, and we've been talking about it, and so we were talking about it last night. She did not like the way it wrapped up, so she and I were kind of going back and forth talking about that, but yeah, I thought it was excellent. I really enjoyed this season.
And this is True Detective, where that original season was Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
The same, but then they had a couple more seasons after that, right?
They had one with Vince Vaughn, and then
the kid from Friday Night Lights was in it at one point. I think season two or season three. How many seasons are there? And is this one stand out, in your opinion, would this stand up to season one? Because I remember season one, I could not get enough of that one. That season one was so good.
It was, yeah, I thought it was right there with it. There was a one with Mahershala Ali, and that one was pretty good too. But yeah, there were a few True Detectives. I really liked Jodie Foster in it. I really, really liked her partner. She was my favorite. I just fell in love with that girl. I wasn't familiar with her. work, but man, she was really good.
There's something about having a good show to watch. I don't know what it is. It's now knowing if we get through this week, I don't know, but going into the weekend, knowing we got a good show, the same thing with that movie we watched over this past weekend, something about it. And I value when you get a Mercedes stamp of approval on something, it weighs heavily with me.
It was really good. You guys got to watch it if you haven't seen it. So check it out. But yeah, that was about it. We've got a really busy one this morning. It's Tuesday, so it's Try It Tuesday. Looking forward to what we're trying today. Sometimes you're like, oh gosh, this is going to be interesting. This one, I'm like, yeah, this sounds amazing. So we're going to be doing that just after 8 o'clock this morning. We've got your chance at Madonna tickets, not just regular Madonna tickets, but floor seats to see Madonna at the T-Mobile Arena. What you're doing is you're listening for 3 Madonna songs today. Okay. One's going to happen in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. One will happen in the 11 o'clock hour this morning. And then one will happen in the 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. 7, 11, and 4. Make sure you are listening. Make sure you write down those Madonna songs, because tomorrow morning we are going to ask you for those 3 songs. If you're caller 20, you can identify all 3 of those songs when we ask you to call, which will be in the 7 o'clock hour. You're going to win those floor seats to see Madonna.
This is huge. We were looking at the seats. The seats are fantastic. They're not cheap seats either. You're going to have so much fun at Madonna this weekend. But that's the key. Pay attention. 7, 11, and 4 to get those 3 songs. And you'll be seeing Madonna this weekend. That's an event. That concert is going to be an event this weekend. And to be on the floors is going to be nuts. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be a good show. So that is what is happening this morning. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Here and Now by Letters to Cleo? Do you want to hear Touch It by Monifa? Do you want to hear Pinch Me by Bare Naked Ladies? Pinch me, pinch me, 'cause I'm still asleep. Please, God. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. You can text or call us. Our number is 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, JC keeps mistaking this person for his wife, and it's making things very awkward. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Pinch Me by Bare Naked Ladies is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So you keep having a case of mistaken identity, huh?
Yeah, my neighbor, his truck was stolen over the Christmas break, and he finally got a new car. And the thing is, he got a Volvo, and that's what my wife drives, but the exact same model, size, color, they're auto twins. The rims, everything, it's the exact same car. And I didn't realize he had purchased this Volvo. It was about two weeks ago. I am pulling up towards the neighborhood on the side street there. And what's pulling out of the neighborhood is what I think is my wife and her Volvo. And she turns out of the neighborhood. And so I put my window down and I give this big over-the-top wave, like, hey, thinking it's Laura. And I get close. I'm like, that's not Laura. That's my neighbor, Ryan. What's he doing driving my wife's car? It was so odd. And then about a week ago, I see I'm outside in the garage doing some stuff, and I see what I think is Laura in her Volvo driving up to the house, and I walk to the end of the driveway and do this big wave, and that's when I see the car starts to veer to the left, and I'm like, that's not my wife. That is my neighbor. The exact same car. Twice it's gotten me on mistaken identity.
That's going to get you for a long time to come.
I know.
If he's literally your next door neighbor and driving the same car, that's going to get frustrating.
Same year, same everything. Laura and him had a conversation about it when we first got it because she saw it in the driveway and they started talking about it. But so he bought his used, so it's a 2022. It's the exact same one. The only difference was when I first saw him, he didn't have his windows tinted. So I'm not sure if he got the windows tinted yet, but that is the only thing that's different between the two cars. It's too funny.
I would beg him not to get his windows tinted. Like, please don't. This is the only way I can differentiate the two of you.
Do something. Put like a ribbon on your antenna or something so I can know. Or maybe have Laura put a ribbon on her antenna so I can identify the two and not do anything embarrassing when I see that car near the neighborhood.
You wake up in the morning, you're in your neighbor's bed like, oh my gosh, I just mistook the car. I don't know how I ended up here.
I follow the car. What is going
on? I'm so sorry.
Have you ever had that case of mistaken identity with someone?
Well, it wasn't really like identity. It's more just like being out in public and I think that I'm standing next to my husband and I'll start talking and then I look and it's a total stranger and I'm like, oh, you're wearing the same color shirt as my husband. I thought you were my husband. That happens to me all the time. I think we were at a Golden Knights game and so he's wearing his jersey, of course, every other person in the T-Mobile arena. And we're walking on the concourse and I made a comment that I was hungry. I was like, man, I'm so hungry. I just don't know what I want to eat. And this voice that I've never heard before goes, I really like the barbecue place. And I look, I'm like, oh, and then I look again and my husband's like 5 feet behind me. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll have to go check that out.
Thank you for the recommendation.
The guy's probably like, who's this lady telling me she's hungry?
I'm glad he answered you though.
He was very nice about it.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2012.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, February 27th. It is 6 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. We love having you here on this Tuesday. A lot happening on the show, but let's get to it. Show number 2012. That means we go to the year 2012, and this was the top song.
Hey, I just met you.
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen was the biggest song of that year. Remember everyone was doing all like the viral dances?
Yes.
I just remember that one baseball team that was in a van traveling and they were all dancing to it. That's the one I really remember. The movies to watch were The Avengers, Silver Linings Playbook, Argo, Rock of Ages, The Hunger Games, and Brave. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2012 was Channing Tatum. And this is, I thought this was a fascinating fact. Before 2012, the largest buyer of kale in the United States was Pizza Hut, and only because they used it as a garnish around their salad bar. Remember when Pizza Hut had the salad bars?
When Pizza Hut was a standalone restaurant you'd walk into, the pizza buffet. And absolutely. That was just garnish, though. It wasn't an actual, like, lettuce or something you put on your salad?
No, they put it around, like, the actual salads and the dressings. Uh-huh. It was all a decoration. And they, up until 2012, they were the largest buyer of kale, which I thought was really interesting. Also in 2012, Google's Gmail became the world's most popular email service, taking over our friends at AOL on that one. That was the year also of Angelina Jolie's famous leg dress at the Oscars. Remember that black dress where her leg was like all sticking out and everyone was making memes about that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That was 2012. Tan Mom was a big celebrity back in 2012.
How did she become famous?
I don't know. What was her claim to fame besides being tan?
She was super tan. Was she a soundbite on a news station somewhere or was she on her kid on a reality show? But she became a massive celebrity.
Yeah, that was her heyday, 2012. In 2012, One Direction, they were making their British invasion of the United States. This is when they were coming over and taking over and people like were going, girls were just going crazy for the guys. It was the Beatles Revisited.
Did you go see them when they came over to the States in 2012?
No, I didn't. I mean, I wasn't that into them. I got more into like Harry as he got older, mm-hmm. but that was kind of it. Miley Cyrus was engaged to Liam Hemsworth in 2012. Selena Gomez was still with Justin Bieber in 2012. Taylor Swift, she was in her red era in 2012. That in 2012, Madonna, she played the Super Bowl halftime show. Do you remember who also played with Madonna?
In 2012 at the Super Bowl. I can't even tell you who was in the Super Bowl in 2012. So I have no idea who it was with Madonna.
It was, she had guest appearances by LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, and CeeLo Green. All in 2012.
It's a very 2012 Super Bowl halftime performance.
Very much so. 50 Shades of Grey was the biggest book in 2012. The Spice Girls, they reunited in 2012. I went to that reunion concert at Mandalay Bay. I remember that one. And celebrities we lost in 2012, Andy Griffith, Dick Clark, Donna Summer, Richard Dawson, and Whitney Houston.
We just mentioned Madonna. You're going to go see Madonna this weekend with floor seats. We've got the Madonna triple play, so be listening for us to play a song from Madonna song in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour. Write down those songs, and then tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, the 7 o'clock hour, we'll ask you to be caller 20. Just give us those three songs, and you're gonna go see Madonna with floor seats this weekend. This is huge, but you have to be listening at 7 o'clock hour for that first Madonna song. Now up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
All right, the new reason you will definitely want to watch the Oscars on May 10th. That is coming up along with a lot more in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Ryan Gosling is trending this morning. This could be an Oscar moment you will never forget. He's just Ryan, but he's going to bring his Kennergy to the Oscars. Variety's reporting that the actor will, in fact, be singing I'm Just Ken, the Oscar-nominated song from Barbie at the 96th annual ceremony on March 10th. Now, so far, the Academy has declined to comment. Earlier this month, he was asked if he was performing. He said that they hadn't asked him yet, noting that it might be too much of a risk to have him do it. He said, I don't know how that would work, but I'm open to it. And so Variety is saying it is definitely happening.
Well, that's kind of the norm. You see whatever songs have been nominated, the artist goes out there and performs. The votes are already in, so he can't do himself any damage when it comes to the voting. I think it adds some flavor to the show. It'd be fun to see him do it.
I've seen them have like the top songs performed by other artists mm-hmm. At the Oscars before, and so someone, I guess Mark Ronson, helped write that song, and someone was asking him like, would you have someone else go up there and perform it? And he's like, absolutely not. If it's not Ryan, we're not doing it. That's the only way that it'll get performed. So it should be interesting to see. Also trending this morning is Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan. So this year's Record Store Day, they're pulling out all the stops to get people into record stores. And as a special offering this year, there's going to be a new 7-inch vinyl that will feature Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan. On one side, Olivia Rodrigo is going to cover Noah Kahan's Stick Season.
But it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed.
And on the other side, Noah Kahan will cover Olivia Rodrigo's song, Lacey.
Ooh, I care, I care, I care, like perfume that you wear.
The artists apparently recorded these covers when they made their own respective appearances on BBC Radio's One Live Lounge last year. Record Store Day is set for April 20th. Other projects available that day are they're going to include special releases from The Weeknd, Paramore, Pearl Jam, and more.
It's a lot of fun. We've got, I mean, there's a bunch of record stores in town. Zia Records is one of the big ones. And just even outside of Record Store Day, it's fun to go down there and check things out and see the records they have. They have just more than records. There's a lot going on inside record stores.
Yeah,
fun.
It's just a, there's nothing that it sounds like a record playing on a record player. Mm-hmm. It's a definite sound. It's a definite vibe. And so I think it's cool that we're still trying to keep that form of music alive. And that's a good way to do it with two huge artists right now. And then finally this morning, Krispy Kreme is trending. Leap Day is on Thursday and the donut chain is celebrating. They announced that they're going to be observing Leap Day by selling a dozen glazed donuts for just $2.29 because of the date, $2.29, with the purchase of any regularly priced dozen. The deal's only good for Thursday, though, so you got to get in there while you can. Also, if you visit one of their stores with proof that your birthday is February 29th, you're going to get a free dozen. No purchase necessary. I mean, you only get to celebrate once every 4 years, so you deserve it, and that is what's trending.
Now, coming up here next, we do have Heads Up, and when you win it, you'll get a $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas, and then qualify for this huge Absinthe gazillionaire package. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestant is Janice. Janice, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am ready to play.
All right. We have a $50 gift card for you to check out No Pants, Spiegel World's Elevated Restaurant and Bar, and then qualify for that gazillionaire roller package. It's going to be really cool. Pick a category. Do you want to go with protein shake, gotta catch them all, no brainer day, or lab coat?
I'm going to go with protein shake.
Protein shake. National Protein Day is today. Happy National Protein Day.
Nice.
These are all foods that are very high in protein, okay?
Yes.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You know what, Mercedes? I'm going to go with you.
All right.
All right, Janice, you got 60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct and you win, and you start now.
You might eat these scrambled or over easy. Okay. Yes. This you would drink or put in your cereal, 2% skim.
Milk.
Yes. This is, you might have this with jelly on a sandwich.
Peanut butter.
Yes. This is, you get this at KFC.
Chicken.
Yes. This is, I think Oikos is a brand of it.
Yogurt.
What kind?
Greek yogurt.
Yes. This is a fish that is pink.
Salmon.
Yes. Wow. You know your protein, Janice. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Janice, you get that $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas and then qualify for the grand prize, that gazillionaire package for two to Absinthe. So, congratulations and also good luck to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now, coming up next hour, we do have the Mega Minute. That happens at 7:30. When you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see Twice. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Thanks for being here. 6:32. Do you have a kid, and have they ever said something that you thought, wow, that's creepy. Why did they say that? Anyone have a child say something that was either eerie, creepy, kind of daunting? This happened with your nephew?
Yeah, and with my mom. So I was talking to my mom last night, and it was the anniversary of my grandmother's passing. She passed away 30 years ago. And I was just talking to my mom about my grandmother and stuff, and she had mentioned that my nephew, John's son, JP, has this like weird, strong connection to his grandmother or his great grandmother that he's obviously has never met. And she's telling me that when he was younger, they were playing once and JP turned to my mom. And I guess if they ever reference my grandmother, they call her Grandma Madeline because that was her name. And JP goes, Grandma Madeline sent me down here. My mom's like, what are you talking about? Grandma Madeline sent you down here. And he goes, yeah, Grandma Madeline. She told me it was time to stop playing and that I needed to come down here from heaven. And my mom is like, what? And he's like, yeah, she sent me down here. And just a very nonchalant comment. And then the kid is six now. So maybe this was like maybe three or so when he said this. Just hearing something like that is just kind of odd. And then my mom was telling me there's a couple other things that he said that really reflect on my grandmother. My grandmother was a close talker. And my mom was once talking close to JP. And he made a comment about my mom talking like Grandma Madeline. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you're real close to me. And it's like, whoa.
Weird.
Isn't that odd? And so I asked my mom, like, well, does John talk about Grandma Malat to JP? And she's like, I don't think he does. I think he mentions her, but I don't think he goes into great details about her stories and her nuances that JP, being 6 years old, picked up on.
Do you have a kid that has said something that they're like, you were thinking, how did you know that? Or they said they saw something that you couldn't see? 702-364-9400. Jeff is on the phone. Hey, Jeff, what happened to you?
Well, we have this house that has two bedrooms. And we have, back then, our son was 1.5 years old. So he was talking, but not very much. And he was going by the bathroom. And he went, oh, a ghost. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's what that is. And then he kind of walked and played in the living room. And our dog, who never barks, she's a little dog, and she was just barking up a storm at the bathroom. It's like, oh, this is creepy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they say that kids can see things that adults, you know, once you reach a certain point, you cannot see those things anymore. That is, wow, amazing.
And then have the dog barking, too, picking up
whatever
your 2-year-old.
Yeah, the dog has a sense of it, too.
I believe that as well, because kids just have this innocence about them. They're just born with, I mean, they're just, it's a blank slate. So they're open to see and hear everything, and you get jaded as you get older. But I completely believe that kids have some kind of connection to the afterlife.
That is, yeah, what, wow. Let's talk to Wayne. Wayne, what happened with you?
My daughter, when she was about 3 years old, told me how my sister died verbatim.
And you never told her that?
No, she never met my sister. My sister passed away about 20-something years ago.
Whoa. When that happened, what did you say?
I didn't know what to say. I broke down.
Oh, my gosh. Do you, in a way, feel like maybe that was your sister reaching out to you?
It had to have been.
Wow. I just got chills. Wayne, thanks for sharing that. That is, kids just, that line of communication to anything else that might be out there is very open with them. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened with you?
Well, I was driving in the car with my sister-in-law. My nephew was 3 in the back seat. And she was singing the song Blackbird to him. And he looked at her and he said, I remember when I was the mommy and you were the baby and I used to sing that to you.
Whoa! Oh my gosh! Wow! Yeah, I believe they come back around.
Yeah,
that's my personal belief. I know some people have different ones, but I do believe that. That's crazy.
I'm right there with you. Kind of like some eerie stuff, but also comforting at the same time to hear some of these stories as well.
Yeah, my daughter, she still maintains it. She said this when she was very young, that before she came to be my daughter, she lived on an island. And that when she was on the island, they told her, hey, it's time for you to go find a family. And they flew her from the island to us here. And even now, as she's older, she's like, yeah, back when I lived on that island. I'm like, stop it. Are you kidding me?
I want to know what family she passed on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to pick this family here. Beautiful girls.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, so let's see what's happening this morning. Taylor Swift's dad, have you heard about what's going on with him?
Something, he's getting sued or something?
Yeah,
attack someone?
Things may be going well for Travis and Taylor, but not so much for Scott Swift. He has been accused of assaulting a member of the paparazzi in Australia during a stop on the singer's Eras tour. So this guy claims that her dad struck him on the left side of the face. Video of the incident shows her dad and a security guard having an exchange with the photographer, but it's really unclear who did what. Still, this guy, his name is Ben McDonald. He maintains Taylor's dad was the culprit, alleging that he charged and, quote, in 23 years of taking pictures, I've never seen anything like it. Sources say police are investigating the matter. The singer's rep says that there were two people that were pushing their way towards Taylor. and grabbing at her security, threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. So I'm sorry. If you're her dad, I'm doing everything to protect my daughter. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but Page Six, they dug up some info on this photographer, and they found out that Nicole Kidman was granted a restraining order against him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and his business partner after they planted a listening device on her property back in 2005.
Yeah, I like to think that I have an even temper, but if you're dealing with, let's say I lived in a world where I dealt with paparazzis all the time and they're coming after my family, I guarantee you there'd be some points where I'd probably lay a finger on a photographer.
I just think anything that has to do with my children, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do anything that puts them in harm's way, but I can't promise what I won't do to protect them.
You're going to step up and defend them, yeah.
It's just a natural instinct. Also this morning, you got to be very careful, parents, when you go to your kids' sporting events because your kids are watching you. A new study shows that when certain parents behave badly at youth sporting events, their kids tend to mimic those actions. It's definitely one of those cases of monkey see, monkey do. Researchers found a clear link between parents' sideline conduct and the behavior of young athletes. More specifically, when parents behaved well, where they would applaud a good play or encourage a player or they were enjoying the game, their kids were more likely to display that positive behavior. On the other hand, if a parent is behaving poorly, like being overly critical or second-guessing the ref or yelling, that's correlated with greater antisocial behavior among their kids.
We could probably spend hours talking about this and things you have seen. I have a buddy of mine who is like a junior league football coach, like little kids, like 10-year-olds, and he was this past season, one of the refs told some of the players to hustle, to pick it up because they're running to the other side of the field for the start of the new quarter or something. He just told the kids, come on, guys, hustle. Let's run over there. This was the ref telling some of the players to hustle. One of the parents got so upset, they ran out onto the field and started to yell at the referee. And my buddy's like, first off, you can't be doing that. Secondly, what kind of an impression? What are you instilling in your children seeing the parents running out after a ref, a person of authority in that game, just telling your kid to pick it up and hustle a little bit?
Yeah, it embarrasses the kids too.
Yes.
I've seen kids get so embarrassed when their parent pitches a fit on the sidelines over a call, and 9 times out of 10, and I've been this person who yells at the ref. I'm like, "What are you talking about? That was in." And they'll never say, "Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Thank you." That never happens, okay? We're wasting our energy. I learned after, like, why do I do this? I'm not reversing the call. They're not going to change it.
Hold on one second. Ma'am, 5 rows back. What did you say?
This lady said it was in, and I believe her.
Okay, everyone. We have a reversal.
That's never happened. So why? And these people, they're going out there and they're reffing these games for your kids. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's not be jerks about it. But yeah, like, and I know that when I would do that, it would bother my daughter. She's like, it's embarrassing. Please don't do that.
But you're kind of tripping on, I think, a common thing. That was in, ref.
Yeah, like, I wasn't like, I'm going to kill you. I wasn't doing anything like that.
But imagine, though, that affects your daughter. Imagine it's at that level where the person is saying, I'm going to kill you, referee, or something like that.
Yeah.
When it has effect on the child like
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, I you don't know how many times I have to, like, yell out, like, guys, they're 14.
Uh-huh.
This isn't the Olympics. Why are you freaking out over this?
Oh, it's wild.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what starts next hour, the Madonna triple play.
You want to go see Madonna? Yes. You want to sit on the floor to see Madonna? Floor seats? Well, here is your chance. You are listening for 3 Madonna songs today. One next hour in the 7 o'clock hour, another one in the 11 o'clock hour, and one in the 4 o'clock hour. Just remember, 7, 11, 4, 7, 11, 4. Listen for those songs and then keep track of them. Put a note in your phone. Make sure you know exactly what songs played. And then tomorrow morning, early in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you to call and tell us what those 3 songs were. Caller 20, if you have all 3 correct, you will win floor seats to see Madonna at the T-Mobile Arena this weekend.
It's the Madonna Triple Play, and it starts in the 7 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Kids' shows have the best theme songs, don't you think? Like, if you think of a show that you watched as a kid or that is on a kid's show now, what is the best song from a kid's show ever? 702-364-9400. I'd like to present to you this one. And there's a reason why. Just listen.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Franklin.
Coming over to play.
Great song.
First time hearing it.
Oh, you never saw Franklin?
I never saw Franklin, but this is a jam here.
Every day.
A lot of people are talking about Franklin the Turtle right now.
Here he comes
because of this song. And how it sounds eerily similar to another song.
Is this Franklin Part 2?
No, this is a different song.
This ain't it.
Dang!
Everyone is saying that the Franklin song and the Beyoncé Texas Hold'em song is the exact same song. In fact, I mean, just listen at the beginning. Franklin.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Beyoncé. There's even a mashup of the two.
Oh, give it to me.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding. They are cards down, 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 down.
Did Beyonce steal Franklin?
This is Beyonce.
No, this is Franklin.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's
Beyonce.
Okay, try to guess.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not looking. Beyonce.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this one.
Beyonce.
Yes.
This is the middle of a Beyonce song.
No, this is Franklin.
Ah!
Here's the mashup is so funny. I don't know why, but it just goes. What is the best kids show theme song ever? 702-364-9400. I maintain that one that I guarantee nobody remembers this show. I feel like I watched this with my brothers and sisters. It was called Zubily Zoo. Do you remember Zubily Zoo?
I remember the name. In here, it was a PBS show, right?
Yes. Magic and Wonder are waiting for you. It's as close as a dream and as bright as the brightest blue.
Okay, give the theme here. Give it to me.
Everyone up. Everyone in.
It's time
for the fun to begin. Come along with us to Zooly Zoo. Zooly Zoo.
Why does this kind of slap? I loved this song. It was like my favorite show theme song. You gotta admit, it's pretty catchy, right?
I can hear if they recorded it today, a little better quality. I could hear it being played on the radio.
What is the best kids show theme song? 702-364-9400. Do you have one? That's a good one. Turtle,
yes.
I will still sing that randomly from time to time.
It's one of those cartoon themes that that pops in your head. One of those kid theme songs that pops in your head.
Someone just texted us this, Steph. I don't know if you can find Choo Choo Soul from Disney Playhouse. That could be played on a top 40 radio station. Choo Choo Soul is so good.
Oh, she has it in already.
This song is so good.
All aboard!
Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga. I love this song, Choo Choo Soul. All aboard the Choo Choo train. All, it's so good.
If you would have pitched that to me, like, hey, JC, Nicki Minaj has got this new song. I want, it's kind of different for her. But what do you think? I'd be like, okay, train whistles are always good.
Let's go to the beach, beach. Yeah.
Like, this is something here.
That is such a good song.
Good.
Steph, I know you love this show, the Proud Family song.
You and me will always be tied. Family every single day and night. Even when you start acting like a fool, you know I'm.
This is such a good. I could hear this played on a regular radio station.
Iconic.
That was such a good cartoon.
I love Penny. Penny was my favorite.
Yeah, Penny was good. Man, this is so funny. But yeah, if anybody wants the Franklin Beyonce mashup, it's good to go. So you're never gonna hear Texas Hold'em the same way again.
No, here's Franklin.
Three, two, one. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We've got tickets for you to go see Twice, the fifth world tour, ready to be once again at Allegiant Stadium in about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minute.
I'm about to be brutally honest with someone, and I hope it's the right thing to do in this situation. When someone asks you for a reference for someone else...
Uh-huh.
Are you brutally honest, or do you tippy toe around it? Like, if they're great, it's like easy, right? But what if they're not great?
It's situational. I hate to say that, but it's situational. Can you give us more on this situation?
So, someone that I know called me and said, "Hey, I'm actually," and this is kind of like reverse reference. It's not where, hey, we're wondering if we should hire this person. What do you think of them? It's actually reverse reference. It's, hey, I'm thinking about accepting a job offer at this place. And I know people at that place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? The people there and the working environment? And based on conversations with several people who have been at that business before, it's toxic. It's bad. I know three people who have left that business because it is so toxic. And so this friend of mine is like, I got offered a job at the business. Let's call it ABC Cosmetics. Okay.
Okay.
I got offered a job at ABC Cosmetics, and I'm thinking about taking it. What do you think? And we're going to meet for coffee, and I'm going to tell her the truth, that ABC Cosmetics has been a toxic work environment for at least three people that I've known that have worked there, that no longer work there. Gee, I wonder why.
Is ABC Cosmetics like a dream job for this person? Is this a career job, or is this like more of a, hey, I'm going to ABC Cosmetics to pay the bills? What do you think of ABC Cosmetics?
No, it's like, wow, I've always thought it would be so cool to work at ABC Cosmetics. I've always wanted to have a job at ABC Cosmetics, but I got to be honest, right? I'm going to tell her the truth. I'm not going to tell her don't work at ABC Cosmetics. I'm going to tell her ABC Cosmetics has been very toxic for quite a few people that I know. I got to be honest. Do you think I should not be honest?
I think you should just let her go in there, with bliss, with blinders on. And I'm only speaking from my experience in a situation that I had. Because if you tell her everything and she still wants to pursue this, she's not going to go in with this mindset that this place is toxic and these people are bad and that's going to change the way she acts going into this place. This is something she really wants to do. I think she needs to go in there with a clean slate and a fresh start, because when I worked in radio in Washington, D.C., we had multiple hosts, and they had hired, they fired the first host. They brought in the new host, and I'm the executive producer of the show. I knew nothing about this guy, but this guy was a personality, a TV personality in Washington, D.C., a national TV personality. He had some very toxic traits. He was not liked by a lot of people. He had attitude. He was hard to work with. He was stubborn. All of these things that people knew about him. I knew nothing of this stuff. And they hired him, and I'm like, cool. I walked in with blinders on. And I remember the first day of the radio show, he brought up something. I'm like, dude, that doesn't work for this kind of show. We shouldn't talk about that. And people looked at me like... And he responded to me in a respectful way. And we had a wonderful relationship. I learned all about these things after the fact. If I knew that about that guy when I started the job, that he was toxic, everything else, I would have been like, ugh. I would have went in with a different mindset, and it would not have worked for me.
But there's a difference between you and her. She asked me for my opinion, knowing I know people there. So should I just lie to her?
Just say it's a great place.
That would be a terrible thing to do as a friend, to lie she's asking my honest opinion.
If I would ask someone about this guy that I worked with and said, hey, what do you think of Tommy? And they would have told me all the things about Tommy, it would have affected me. If they would have said, oh, yeah, you know, I think we'll get along with
but
Tommy.
But you didn't ask. That's the difference. You didn't ask.
I think I probably asked. Gosh, 20 years ago.
Brandy, do I come clean and tell her what I know about ABC Cosmetics, or do I just let it go?
So I feel that you should tell her. I think that she should know, but I think that she should still go in with an open mind.
Right. I'm not going to change her whole mindset, but it's good to be prepared. Like, okay, there's a chance this could be toxic. I still hope she takes the job at ABC Cosmetics, because mm-hmm. I feel like she could maybe change that environment. I feel like she could change the toxicity there. But I would be a terrible friend if I lied and like... Oh, I've heard it's wonderful. I've heard everybody's so nice. I got to tell her what happened to the people that I know that worked there.
Ugh.
Don't you think? Thank you, Brandy.
I completely see the honesty, too. I'm basing everything solely on my one experience that I had. And it wasn't ABC Cosmetics. It was in the radio industry. And if I would have known these things about this guy, oh, my gosh, our relationship would have been so different. I just went in with those blinders. And looking back, some of the things that he may have done to me in the beginning were kind of toxic. But I didn't have that mindset, so I wasn't picking up on him. Like, I must be in a bad mood today. Everything's going to be fine. And the next day, he was in a better mood. I didn't let things get to me because I didn't have that preconceived notion about that guy, and I think I was able to change him in the environment of the show.
Beth, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. I think you should ask her first on what she's feeling, because I feel like if she's asking for advice, she might already have an inkling that maybe it's not the greatest scenario, and then kind of gauge her reaction. And then I still think being honest with her and letting her make her own conclusion.
Yes, I hope she does make her own conclusion. I'm with you, Beth. I think she has... I think she's heard things.
Heard some stories about
yes,
ABC Cosmetics.
And I think that's why she reached out to me, because I don't really hear from her that often. And then all of a sudden she's like, hey, I got offered a job at ABC Cosmetics. I know you know some people that worked there. What do you know? I'm like, oh, she knows.
Run!
She knows.
Run as fast and as far as you can from ABC Cosmetics.
And if you work at ABC Cosmetics, I'm so sorry. That was the first thing that jumped into my mind. Is there an actual place called ABC Cosmetics? I hope not.
So they're pulling into the office
because
today.
I'm sure it's a
hear?
Lovely place.
And there's some girl actually applying at ABC Cosmetics right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, Suzanne, who's applying? Is talking there, Mercedes.
Is there really? Let me see. ABC Cosmetics. No, there's not.
Okay.
There's ABC Group. Oh, there's AB Cosmetique. Oh, dang. It has nothing to do with those people. It's not even cosmetics, okay?
Here we go. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Sorry. I'm looking at the text line. People are like, ABC Cosmetics. Everybody's talking about the place now. Yes, the Mega Minute. Up for grabs. With the Mega Minute today, we have your tickets to see Twice. Their fifth world tour ready to be once again at Allegiant Stadium on March 16th. You're going if you're caller 20 and you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. And it's 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them correct in that time, you're going to the show. We've had a winner before. We can get a winner today. Let's do it right now. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
We have our contestant on the phone. It's Gavin. Gavin, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great. Also, we really want you to win these tickets to see Twice. You've got the Mega Minute ahead of you. You can do this. How are you feeling this morning?
Tired. Just woke up just for this.
Oh, man. Well, perfect. I hope you're ready. Like, I hope you're on your game because you can do this. We're confident.
So, Gavin, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
In what sport are people known to use their hands for punching, hooks, and uppercuts?
Boxing.
Yes. What Netflix dating show is a social experiment where you find love and get engaged before ever seeing them?
Love is Blind.
Yes. What shape are the plaques of the celebrities on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Stars.
Yes. What Hogwarts house was Harry Potter sorted into?
Gryffindor.
Yes. What country is the girl group Twice from?
Korea.
Judges?
No.
More specific?
Japan?
Okay, let's pass. What is the name of...
Yes,
correct. What is the name of the Star Wars character who is a Wookiee and best friends with Han Solo?
Chewie.
Yes. Graceland is a mansion that was owned by which famous celebrity?
Elvis Presley.
Yes. What is the largest city in the United States?
New York.
Yes. What rock band is known for their hits Hey Jude and Twist and Shout?
No.
We had one question left, Gavin.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see if you would have gotten this correct.
Don't.
I'm just curious. Kate Middleton is married to what prince?
Prince Harry.
No!
Oh, thank God.
That's William, actually. It's William. Oh, Gavin, I'm so sorry. I mean, that didn't make me feel that much better.
But he was on fire.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gavin. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets to see Twice. Twice is coming to town. They're going to be at Allegiant Stadium on March 16th, and the tickets are yours right now if you're caller 20. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You are listening for a Madonna song. We haven't played it yet this hour. And when you hear it, make a note of it. Put it in your phone. Write it down because it is the Madonna Triple Play. You're going to win a pair of floor seats to see Madonna this weekend at the T-Mobile Arena. You're just listening for three Madonna songs today. One this hour, one in the 11 a.m. hour, and one in the 4 p.m. hour. 7, 11, and 4. Write those down. Jot them down in your notes app. Do something because tomorrow morning in the early 7 o'clock hour, we're going to ask for caller 20 to correctly identify those three songs. And you, if you do that, will win tickets to see her in concert. That's going to be a cool show, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And these are floor seats.
Floor seats, too. These tickets have like $1,000 value. It's huge. So, a song between now and 8 a.m. is going to play. Make sure you're paying attention.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
In Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It's pretty easy to keep a secret from a significant other before you move in with each other. But after that, some people, you're up for a challenge if you're trying to keep secrets. There's this new survey that came out that shows that 1 in 4 people admit to keeping secrets from a live-in partner or thinking at least that they're keeping secrets from a live-in partner. That partner may have a secret that they know your secret, so who knows? But naturally, this happens more frequently with young adults than it does with the older generations. And these are not necessarily like short-term things. Of the people who have kept secrets, a third have kept something from their partner for over a year. Half of them say they are currently keeping a secret. And two-thirds feel guilty about not telling their partner something. But 40% have something that they never plan to reveal to their partner for whatever reason.
Oh, anyone have one of those kinds of secrets and want to reveal it to us on the radio?
Yeah, like why would they, if they're not revealing it to their partner, why would they reveal it to us?
Get it off your chest. Make them feel better after the fact. Do you have anything like that that you haven't revealed to Matt?
If I did, I probably wouldn't want to share it. Do you have something? I don't, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't, and same thing, what I shared right on the radio. And we don't... I don't think we have any secrets.
I have secrets I keep, though. Like if I have a bad day at work, I'll fake it. I'll go home and be like... He's like, how was your day? Fantastic. Wonderful. So great. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, why do you think something's wrong? You're like, I can tell something's wrong. But so like, I try to do that. It's because I like to leave like work stuff at work. I don't want to bring it home and make him all bummed out. But he always asks me like, what's wrong? What happened? And then I'm like, word vomit. And I tell him everything.
I'm the same way. There's certain things I'll just admit. She doesn't need to deal with that. She has her own work pressures. And it's funny because we were dealing with a certain person for some time. How do I talk about this? And we had our Christmas dinner together, the three of us together. And I didn't really fill Laura in on that person and the things we were dealing with every week. And I decided to fill her in driving down. Like, hey, just so you know, we've been dealing with this person and there's some issues with this person. And I want to tell you about these issues in case it comes up at dinner. That way you're in the loop with what's going on. By the time we got to dinner, she's like, oh my gosh, how do you guys deal with that person?
Yeah, I mean, there's just like stuff that they need to know and then other stuff that really won't affect them whatsoever. So yeah, I just try to keep it out of the house. But for some reason, they always know.
They know. That's why they're so good for us. Yeah.
Also this morning, there's New York City might have a new skyscraper that'll get laughs from middle schoolers everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It doesn't look phallic, but it does have a very phallic name. They're calling it Penn 15.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, so on. This is a gag. Is it April Fool's Day?
It's at 15 Penn Plaza.
No.
Like 15 Penn would have been an easy way to dodge this joke, but they're calling it Penn 15. So there's some controversy among the locals, not about the name, but they're more upset about some tennis courts that are going there. They don't care about the name. If you care, I guess this was supposed to be a commercial building, but office spaces aren't in demand right now, so the developer is planning on putting tennis courts on Penn 15. Again, like, why they're not noticing that it's Penn 15 is beyond me, but okay.
Why not 15? Well, if you look it up, in Wikipedia, it's 15 Penn Plaza, but then they refer to it as Penn 15. They switch it, so yeah.
Yeah. So
if you don't know what we're talking about, write it out. It'll come to you. It'll pop
with an extra N. finally, this morning, if you deal with chronic debilitating pain, there are some things you just can't do, like throw a Christmas tree. There's this woman in Ireland who was in this car accident 7 years ago. Her vehicle was rear-ended. She filed a personal injury lawsuit for $825,000. She said she was left with a disabling condition, and she claimed she had constant back and neck pain that prevented her from working for more than 5 years. She also couldn't play with her kids. She couldn't do chores. She couldn't even take out the trash. Well, the case has been tied up for a while. And recently, the court was shown a newspaper photo from 2018, which was less than a year after the crash, showing this woman participating in a Christmas tree throwing contest.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah, she's actually heaving a large spruce tree in the photo. The woman said that even though she may have looked happy, she was in excruciating pain at the time. The judge didn't buy it, threw out her case, said, forget it, we're out of here.
You got to be careful with that stuff. You're playing that game. You can't be posting that stuff on social media. They're going to find out. Just go social media dark if that's your thing.
Or just don't enter Christmas tree throwing contests.
Coming up here next hour, we've got Try It Tuesday. It's happening right around 8:15. This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something I'm made for. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is anybody watching Love is Blind? Have you guys watched Love is Blind?
I do not watch it, no.
I watched like the first season of it. I haven't gotten to sit down and watch this season yet, but there's this girl on there that everybody is talking about. Her name's Chelsea, and she is getting dragged online because she says she looks like Megan Fox. She says that people tell her that she looks like Megan Fox. Now, you can't help what people tell you, but I actually see a resemblance in the eyes. I'm not going to lie. Do I think she's Megan Fox's doppelganger? Absolutely not. But I can see a resemblance in the eyes. I really can. People might think I'm crazy right now, but people are coming after her, saying that she looks nothing like her. This is her on the show talking about it.
Do you ever get told you look like a celebrity?
Yeah.
I do too. It's, I don't even know if it's MGK's wife or his girlfriend.
Megan Fox? Are you saying you look like Megan Fox?
She definitely lied to me on some how she looked. Chelsea told me she looked like Megan Fox.
I'm guessing he doesn't think she looks like Megan Fox after seeing her, based on his response there.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh.
Did you look her up?
I do. I mean, there's some... I think if she were to have to pick a celebrity, I can see why she went down that road. Are they twins? No, I don't see that. But I can kind of see some nuances. I would not mistake her for Megan Fox.
No, not at all. No. But I could see where they'd be like, oh, you know what? Your eyes, they look like Megan Fox's
eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's where I feel like it is. It's always a dangerous proposition when you claim you look like a celebrity. Mm. Now, she's saying people tell her that, but it sounds like she's saying that. Does anyone actually think they look like a celebrity, and who is it? It's a dangerous thing to do, because if you don't, then people are going to be like, yeah, right, you wish. 702-364-9400, or who is the celebrity that people tell you look like? Is it a Megan Fox type situation? This weekend, I was at my radio remote at Silver State Schools Credit Union, and one of our loyal listeners, he listens all the time. He came to the remote to say hi, and he said, I have to show you something. And I was like, okay, what do you want to show me? He's like, look at this guy. Who does he look like? And he shows me the Facebook page of this guy, and he's playing the guitar. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, he looks familiar. I'm trying to think, like, is he telling me, like, I should know this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, he looks exactly like JC. And so I look again, I'm like, wait, what? And I see the resemblance. This guy thinks he has found your doppelganger, and he plays in a local band.
Here in Las Vegas, do you have the guy's name? Can I see what he looks like? Is it a popular band?
His name is Scott. I'm not going to I don't want to throw this guy under the bus. Actually, maybe we can get Scott on the phone.
Do you want to put the name up on the screen?
I'm texting you his actual name.
Okay.
So you can look him up.
Scott, who's in a band. I like it.
I Googled him. He's worked with like pretty big names in the music industry.
Well, that's a music name he's got too.
Yeah, for sure. And so this guy thinks he is your doppelganger, that he looks exactly like you. Why are you laughing? Did you just like flat out Google him?
I did look him up. The first picture, we look nothing. I don't think we look alike.
Steph, do you think JC looks like Scott?
Scott is JC's twin. You guys look exactly alike. When you guys
let me get some more pictures of him.
Look, okay, when you see Scott smile, is this JC or is this Scott? You guys look exactly
let me
the
see.
Same.
Let me see another picture of Scott. Okay, I'm seeing some other photos of Scott. The first one, he's just like, he's not like having it. Just look, he's in a good mood.
His LinkedIn photo, you guys look exactly alike. Okay. I was like, whoa.
Let's see what you got here on Scott.
Just go to Google Images, and it's the fourth one, his LinkedIn one.
I'm pulling it up.
And he's got a green guitar, your doppelganger right there.
Can we get Scott? Like, I'm pulling Scott. It's taking forever to load.
Steph,
here.
I just sent you his info. I sent you a link to his social media. Maybe Scott comes on the show.
Scott with a hat to hold that green guitar. I can see it in that one there. These are better photos.
If you guys know Scott who teaches guitar here in town and is in a band, please let me know so we can get Scott on the show.
Scott is a good looking dude, by the way. I'm liking Scott the more I see of Scott and his mannerisms.
Wow, so you think you're pretty.
Hey, you got a confidence, right? Don't love yourself. You can't love anyone else.
I think that you and Scott look very, very similar. Is he your doppelganger? I would not say that.
Cousins.
I would say brothers, maybe, from another mother.
Twins.
Not twins. Well, Steph thinks twins. Let's talk to Caitlin. Caitlin, does anyone tell you that you look like a celebrity?
It's not me. It's my mom. She looks like Drew Barrymore.
Oh nice. Really? Well, you got to send us a picture. Like, now, are you just saying that to, like, give her a compliment, or does she really look like Drew Barrymore?
No, she really does. She was at, like, a football game one time or a concert, and some guy chased her down an aisle screaming Drew Barrymore.
Oh, my gosh. Drew Barrymore has a stalker. I hope it wasn't that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's very scary. Thanks for calling.
See, Scott the musician Scott, a lot of his photos, he has longer hair. Like, it hangs down over his face, which is not how I style my hair, but I see it like in the teeth. He doesn't have any facial hair either. I've got
and
facial
like the
hair.
Face, like yeah. You guys have like a longer face. I think that it's the face shape and kind of the smile that you guys look. It's very similar.
Oh, here he is, yeah, teaching guitar lessons on. It's the smile. He looks like a cool dude.
I just got a message saying I know him. I will have him call in.
No.
Okay.
I want to say his last name because he has the coolest last name ever.
Well, once we get him on.
We're teeth twins, too, by the way. We
you
are teeth twins.
You guys do have the same teeth. You must go to the same dentist.
Seeing him smile.
I wonder
if
he has a seven-tooth bridge also.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've got a listener lounge with Knox happening later on this week, and we've got your passes into that lounge in about 5 minutes.
It is Tuesday. That means it is time for Try It Tuesday, where we try something before you do to let you know if it's worth it. We're live streaming right now on YouTube, on our Facebook page, and on Instagram. So check us out, Mercedes in the morning. Is it worth your time, your money, your effort? Is it a great trend? Is it a great product? We aim to find out. So today, want to thank Hallie, who just stopped by with today's Try It Tuesday products. Dunkin' is launching some new items that we're going to try today. First up, we have Dunkin's Churro Signature Latte and their new breakfast empanada.
Oh. Yum.
Oh, my
still
goodness.
Warm.
Yes, fresh.
I love the advertisement. It says, oh, so delicioso.
Oh, yeah.
This is in addition to a new churro donut that they have. We're not trying that today. We're just trying the churro signature latte, which you can get hot or cold. We all got it warm, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very excited about this. So the churro, you can find these in your area right now. It's probably a limited time thing, but they're going with a little bit of spiciness here. I like it.
Okay, who wants to go first? We go all at the same time.
You guys can
smells
go while
delicious.
I just
sip the coffee first. You want to try?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
go ahead. I'm just going to describe it while you guys are drinking it. So the Churro Signature Latte is available iced or hot. It combines smooth espresso with a sweet churro flavor topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and a dusting of cinnamon sugar.
So bringing it through the lid there. I'm taking the lid off to get a full swig when you try this stuff.
When I tried it, it's very good. It's not too sweet, and you can taste the churro in the churro latte. Oh, I love Dunkin'.
Really?
It's delicious.
Okay, I usually don't like super sweet drinks, so I was a little nervous about this. Let's give it a shot here. Ooh, I like that. That is really good. You're right. It's not too sweet.
Mm-mm.
It's just the right amount of sweetness.
It looks like they put 3 churro syrup pumps. You know, my preference might have been 1 or 2, but 3 isn't bad.
Why does this remind me of I just got done sledding. It's a cold winter day, and I go inside, and I'm drinking this to get warm. Mm.
It reminds me of walking into Disneyland, and the first smell I smell. Is a churro smell. So good.
Home run, Dunkin'.
Okay, yes on the churro signature latte. That's good. I'm with you, Steph. I took a couple more drinks, and maybe I would go 1 pump less of the churro sweetener.
Yeah.
Just 1 pump less, but it's still delicious.
It's 1 shot of espresso in there, did it say? Like, what's the caffeine content of that thing?
It says smooth espresso. It doesn't say how much on that one. Okay, up next is the new Dunkin' Breakfast Empanada. Served hot. Oh, look at that crispy golden brown. Dunkin's Breakfast Empanada features scrambled eggs, sausage, and melty cheddar cheese inside a flaky, butter-rich crust.
Oh.
If you're watching on the live stream right now, just look at that perfection. It is so perfectly cooked. This looks beautiful.
You can smell the butter on top of that toast.
Yeah.
Mercedes, you want to go first since you did
Okay, let's take a bite here. Nice and flaky, crispy. I got a lot of the breading. I feel like I need to delve a little
deeper. Going for a second bite.
The first bite usually is the most bread.
Okay.
The edge is there.
The edges,
there we go.
Yeah.
There's some eggs. Let's try. The cheese in there with the sausage, not too much sausage. It's not super heavy. It's a very light. I like it. Take a bite, guys. What do you think?
Oh, it's nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right amount of cheese just hits you.
Yeah, I was worried something like this might be really heavy.
Mm-mm.
It's not. It's very light.
You know what I love about it, too? Just in the packaging. This is something easy to eat on the go, too. In the morning, want a nice hot breakfast, something like this.
Not that you're supposed to eat while driving, but if you want to take a bite and put it down or whatever, it's perfect. This is probably my favorite. I like the empanada the best.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's delicious. I love it. Nice job, Duncan, on your new lineup, the Oso Delicioso lineup. They've got the churro donut, the churro signature latte, thumbs up on that, and then the sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast empanada. Wow.
I'm still eating the empanada. It's really good.
Wash it down with that latte.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a perfect combination.
Oh, man. Thumbs up all the way around. Thank you to Helly and everyone over at Dunkin' who hooked us up with that. It's limited time, so enjoy while you can. It is thumbs up all the way around here. Yeah.
Now, coming up next, we have the tickets for you to go see Knox here at the Listener Lounge, Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kim, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, let's get you these passes into our underground lounge with Knox. We've got 4 categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Leap Day, Blue Moon, Thrift Store, or Tooth Fairy?
Ooh. Let's do Thrift Store.
Thrift Store it is. National Retro Day is today. These are all different retro items,
nice.
Okay? Things you may not see all over the place, but definitely recognize. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Kim, you got 60 seconds on the clock, and you get 6 correct. You're going to win, and you start now.
This was the type of camera where a picture would come spitting out.
Right.
Yes. This is, you might have had this a Walkman that played these things that you would put in them.
Cassette?
Yes. This is before we had the keyboards, we would make sure that we would put paper in it and then put our fingers on the keys of a
Typewriter.
Yes. This is when you used to get a pattern and you would make something, you would make it with this.
Like, sewing machine?
Yes. This is a wax piece that you put on and a needle on it. It would play music. Okay.
Oh, vinyl record.
Oh yeah. What? How did
record
you
player?
Listen to it? Yes, record player.
Player.
This is your landline probably doesn't have buttons. It might have
Desert.
One of these. It's a what kind of phone?
Rotary.
Is that a rotary?
Rotary.
Okay.
Well, you said what kind of phone? She said rotary. Rotary
okay.
is the answer.
All right. All
nice.
Right. Yay! Congratulations, you got it. Nice job. Yeah, some of these I was like, wait, what is this again?
You nailed it, Kim, and you had about 5 seconds to spare. It's awesome. You're all set. You have passage to the exclusive Knox Listener Lounge. It's happening here at the radio station on Thursday. So congratulations to you, and we'll have more of these passes tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:25. It's a Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so we actually got a couple of texts about this. People are, what do you think about this? We've heard of surge pricing before, right? Uber does it. Ticketmaster does it. When something is in high demand, the ticket price goes up. But how about with fast food? Usually, you know what it's going to taste like when you go get fast food. You know how long it's going to take. You know what it's going to cost. But now Wendy's is going to change that up a little bit. The CEO of Wendy's says that they are planning to boost profits by introducing digital menu boards that will have the capacity to display dynamic pricing that fluctuates throughout the day. So that means that, say, a Baconator will cost more during busy times, like your typical meal times, instead of like at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. The worst part is you're not going to know what the price is until you pull up, which is annoying. And even if the price changes aren't that drastic, they say they're planning to implement AI-enabled suggestive selling. The changes are not happening right away. They're hoping to get the new menu boards out early by next year so they can begin experimenting with it.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. And especially if you don't know what the price is going to be when you come pulling up, like what the markup's going to be, and they're just changing the price. I'm sorry. If a Baconator is whatever, $2.50, I want the Baconator to be $2.50 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, what if you pull up at, you know, 4 in the afternoon and it's $1?
Oh, so they'll lower in the non-peak
hours.
Yeah,
it's dynamic pricing. Mm. Like, oh, we got to get some people in here. $1 Baconator. Oh, here they come. Oh, $2.50.
Now raise it back up.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of raising rates and everything, was your gas bill extra high last month?
It's been high. I've had this conversation with one of our coworkers. We compare our gas bills. This is how you know you're an adult. She's like, what was your gas bill last month? And it's ridiculously high. Like, I'm almost embarrassed to say how much that we paid for gas.
Mine was $100 higher for January was the last month I paid for January than it was the year prior. And we didn't use, it's not like we had our gas cranking and had the heat up or anything. It was pretty much the usage was still the same.
Do you want to put on the screen what you paid? Or
I'm trying to pull it up and it doesn't, I use my check free to pay our gas bill. And once you pay the bill, you can't pull it up.
Oh, you don't use like your bank's bill pay
No, there's
service?
A service called My Check Free that's been around since like 2000 and it's actually going away next month, but I use My Check Free. It presents my Gas West, Southwest gas bill every month, my water bill, and I pay through that.
This was mine last month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
And same with you. Like, my husband loves our house cold. So
yes.
We don't have the heater on very often. I did turn the fireplace on once last month, but that shouldn't do that.
But still, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
If I can find one, mine was like, mine was high ones, almost $200, I think.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That's mine on a good day.
Well, you get more people in your house using more hot water. I guess. But still, it's just out of the blue. I'm like, okay, January wasn't that cold. We had the heat cranking that much. It just caught me off guard.
Well, that's what a lot of people are complaining about. Their gas bills going up and what's going on here. So I think you're definitely not alone if you've noticed the prices going up. Let's see. What else? Oh, this is kind of funny. Oh, it's not funny. It's actually kind of scary, but think of the most dysfunctional rock band you can think of. Like, Oasis, they hate each other.
Van Halen, Hagar,
Fleetwood
absolutely.
Mac. Oh, you know, gosh, they've all had their differences, but there is a hardcore band out of Tennessee called Llorona. And on Sunday, they announced they were parting ways with their singer Diego because he did something really messed up to another bandmate who goes by the name of Six. So Diego wanted to steal Six's fiance, Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
So he started dosing Six with estrogen.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, Diego has some kind of job in the fitness or supplement industry, and he was giving Six this pre-workout formula, but he was secretly loading it up with estrogen. And the band says that Diego was attempting to force a transition onto him for the last 5 months in hopes that it would give him the opportunity to swoop in once he looked stronger and more manly in comparison.
This is not real.
This is a real
story. This is like some
story.
Kind of spoof in a movie.
All it did was cost Six thousands of dollars in medical bills as he tried to figure out what was wrong with him. Now that he does know, he still has to see an endocrinologist for several months to see if his hormone levels go back to normal.
Well, the upside, people are talking about the band now.
Yeah, but their lead singer is gone. My Diego.
That's a savage move.
That is so messed up.
Would that work? Like, oh my gosh, you're so much stronger than my boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Oh, you look so feminine. I'm going to leave you for Diego. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Maybe some of you are planning out your summer vacations now. Maybe a trip to Europe is something that you would love to do one day. One of our coworkers, she just got back from Paris, and it was a great trip from what I'm seeing on social media, except something really bad happened on it. And we have her on the phone right now. Her name is Jillian, and I want to hear all about this.
She's got a lot to say. Bonjour, Jillian.
Bonjour.
Welcome home.
Welcome back to the United States of America. How was your Paris trip?
Thank you. I missed you both. Paris was amazing, other than one little minor mishap of getting my phone pickpocketed right out of my jacket pocket.
Man, this is a thing. You got to, anywhere you go, you got to be careful of that. But when we went to Paris, they told us, be careful of pickpocketers, and you got pickpocketed.
Yes, they tell you everywhere when you get on the subway, every tour we did. So I was so careful. I never sat my, you know, purse down, my phone down, anything. And I reached into my pocket, set my phone in there for less than 10 seconds to put a glove on. I already had the other glove on. So that will tell you how quickly it happened. And I felt the guy take the phone directly out of my pocket. And I saw him run off with it.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did you guys try to stop him?
Well, it's funny. We were in the area where they actually filmed a big part of John Wick 4. So after the fact, I was thinking my husband should have channeled his inner John Wick and gone after him. But you never know if someone has a weapon on them or what they're going to do. And he was already too far gone.
Wow. So this, you felt it. Was he like standing next to you? Did you notice him before?
I didn't, but I was in such a crowded area. Everyone was on their phones. You know, you're taking pictures. We were in an area where they have all those locks where people write their names on. So it was a really crowded area. I can't help but wonder if he was watching me because it happened so quickly. So I didn't see him before, but I felt the slip of the hand right in the pocket. And I felt like I was in a movie because you never think that's going to happen to you, you know?
Didn't he happen after the fact? We saw on social media, you got a new phone, you're back up on Instagram, up and running. But did he steal any of your information or anything off the phone?
You know, it's funny because obviously getting the phone stolen was a stressful moment, but I thought in my head, okay, it's just a thing. I can go get a new phone and deal with it later. And I go to an Apple store and I learned the hard way that the French keyboards on their laptops are different than the American keyboards. Like the keys are actually in different places. So I kept trying to log into my iCloud account and I kept messing up the password and I got locked out of my Apple account for 4 days.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh no.
Dinner. everything. So it was still kind of a mess, but I at least got a phone and was able to call, you know, safety wise, it was a good thing.
Oh man, I am so sorry that happened to you, Jillian. At least you got to experience the city in true Parisian fashion.
The highs and the lows.
Yes, it didn't take away from the overall trip. I guess I got a story out of it, but in the moment, like I said, you never think it's going to happen to you, and it happened to me.
Crazy. Thank you so much, Jillian.
Man, I feel bad for her. When we went to Paris, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember. That's the first thing everyone said. Watch out for pickpocketers. Mm-hmm. Watch out for scams. They will try to swindle you. And there was only one instance where I could tell they were trying to get my husband, but he was like not playing. So there was no chance of getting him. We had a wonderful time, but we were walking to this mall and I saw this guy. He was like sitting on the sidewalk and he sees my husband approaching. He takes a clear plastic cup and there's change in there and he places it right in front of the line that my husband's going to be taking to walk past him. So it's clear, and I go, hey, watch out, there's something on there. And my husband notices it, and he had heard of this scam before. I had never heard of it. So basically, they have you kick the cup. You don't see it because it's clear. Change goes everywhere. You stop to help. Oh, I'm so sorry. They yell at you, give me money, give me money. Or someone, his teammate, will go and like pickpocket you while you're picking it,
yeah.
It up. So my husband sees it, looks at the guy, realizes, oh, he thinks he's going to scam me, walks up to it, and he like goes after it like he is AJ Cole from the Raiders. Boom!
He kicks the change cup?
Kicks it. It goes flying. People around go, oh. And he just keeps walking. It was crazy.
You got to scam this.
The guy's yelling at him in French. It was so great.
Meanwhile, the couple behind you stops to pick up the change and they get pickpocketed.
Oh, God. I hope not.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Make sure you are listening tomorrow. Actually, make sure you're listening in the 11 o'clock hour and the 4 o'clock hour this afternoon so you can call and identify the three Madonna songs. We played one this morning. Get the other two, identify them in the 7 o'clock hour, and you're going to win tickets to see Madonna if you're caller 20 tomorrow morning. So a lot going on with that. We are headed out. J-Love is next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes brought something to our attention. Franklin the cartoon and Beyonce have something in common.
Every day, a lot of people are talking about Franklin the turtle right now because of this song and how it sounds eerily similar to another song.
Is this Franklin Part 2?
No, this is a different song.
This ain't it. Wow!
I like that collaboration between the two.
I mean, seriously, it's the one we've been waiting for.
That'll do it for show number 2012 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.